Large crowds demonstrated in Barcelona yesterday to demand that the region of Catalonia not secede from Spain. In some ways, the mirror image of the massive protests we've seen in Barcelona recently in favor of Catalan independence. The region held a referendum on independence on October 1st. Spain's central government called the vote illegal and even used force to try to shut it down. And this week, the Catalan government could be about to unilaterally declare independence. Through it all, the European Union has stayed mostly quiet, even though this is all happening in an EU member state. Stephen Erlanger is chief diplomatic correspondent for The New York Times. So you've written this analysis of the EU's response to secession in Catalonia for The New York Times. And we saw Spanish police last week beating up people and firing rubber bullets, all to stop Catalans from voting. It was really surprising that the EU didn't say anything about this, or it didn't say much. What did you see in that lack of a response?
The European Union is fundamentally a club of democratic nations, but more importantly, of sovereign nations and not of regions. Now, Spain is a sovereign nation. It's a big part of the European Union, fourth largest economy. The European Union has little to say, partly because Spain doesn't want it to say anything.
I mean, France has now come out and said it will not recognize Catalonia if the region unilaterally declares independence. Are you seeing other European countries kind of proactively saying the same thing?
Well, yes. And in fact, regionalism is such a sensitive topic that still, so many years after the Kosovo War, 5 of the 28 members of the European Union still do not recognize Kosovo as an independent country. So it's very sensitive. If it is Catalonia today in Spain, it could be the Basque Country again in Spain. It could be Corsica in France. It could be northern Italy. It could be Transylvania in Romania. There are lots of regions who have their own cultures and have their own histories who might want to be independent, but would create a great deal of unrest inside their own countries and hence inside the European Union itself. So the European Union is stuck. There have been lots of calls for it to mediate somehow in Spain. But as officials say to me, you can only mediate if both sides want you to mediate. And Spain wants us to keep our nose out of its internal affairs.
So you mentioned Corsica. There, of course, is Catalonia. I'm just curious, what's the reaction been in some parts of Europe to Europe's lack of a reaction? Because clearly there are some actors who like the idea of independence and secession for these territories.
Yes, but in general, there has been just a feeling that Europe has enough problems without having to deal with countries getting tinier and tinier, and enough economic problems. I mean, Spain has recovered pretty well from its big debt crisis and jobless crisis after 2008. And the uncertainty over Catalonia puts that at risk. And of course, if Catalonia did secede, was allowed to secede, it would no longer be a member of the European Union. It would no longer be able to use the euro currency. Its banks could collapse very quickly. It would be really a mess, and Spain would be damaged too, which would damage quite a lot of the other countries that have lent Spain money to support its recovery. So as much as people may sympathize for those people who were hit by the police, or as much as people may feel that Prime Minister Rajoy of Spain overreacted, they don't want to see civil war in Europe. They certainly don't want to see it inside the European Union, and they don't feel any great need for something else to destabilize a Europe that's finally growing again economically.
Stephen Erlanger, the chief diplomatic correspondent for The New York Times, speaking with us from Brussels. Thanks very much.
Thank you.